Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you have the ability to spend these next few minutes with me as the new year is very shortly upon us, and we're going to believe God together for His richest and best blessings in your life. This, you know, there's something about when a new year is ready to dawn that it fills us with a sense of expectation and hope and thinking, well, this year's going to be different, that we look forward, if we're a Christian, to new horizons, to greater accomplishments in the Lord, and that we will become ever more conformed to the image of Jesus, because that is the purpose of this earthly walk that we're in. The Holy Spirit has been given this assignment to conform us to the image of Jesus. However, it takes our cooperation. And so my daily prayer for you as well as for myself is that we will do just that, that we will cooperate cheerfully and gladly with the divine purposes that He has individually for each one of our lives. So before we go into what the Lord would have me share, let's just ask the Lord for His blessings. Father, we thank You that our times are in Your hands. Lord, time itself is in Your hands. A time is coming when the angel will declare to the earth, to the heavens, that time will be no more. And Lord, then there will be beginning of a new dispensation where You will create, and after the millennium, a new heavens and a new earth, and wherein dwelleth righteousness. And Lord, we shall forever be with You. So Father, we thank You for the time that we do have. We thank You for time. You have given time to us as a commodity. And Lord, it is very precious, because once it's spent, we cannot reclaim it. We can't bring back the past. We cannot and should not project into the future except with those visions and goals that You've placed in our hearts. But Lord, all that we have is this present moment. And so, Father, my prayer for my spiritual family, my brothers and sisters who are listening, my UCM partners, that we would be able more and more to live in the present moment with You, with an awareness of Your presence, with an awareness of Your direction, and with an impartation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, that we would know when to speak, when to hold our peace, that You would guide us in all of our ways. Lord, that You would give us that wisdom that we need to live and to be victorious and to be fulfilled and to bring You glory in these dark and evil days. And so, Father, we give You not just these few moments we're spending together, but, Father, the year that stretches ahead of us. None of us know the length of our days. None of us know how much time we may have. Sometimes young people are cut off in the midst of their youth, and they go to be with You. Others live to advanced age. But Lord, You know, You have a plan for every one of our lives. And so, Father, I thank You that as we begin this new year, Lord, that we will more than we ever have before desire to bring glory to You. We just honor You, Lord. We bless You. We thank You. In Jesus' name. I paused. I was thinking, even as I was praying, of that song, one of the first songs when I became a Christian that so impacted me, "To God be the glory. If I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary." Amen. I pray and hope that's your heart's cry. Well, as we look forward to the days ahead of us, even though things are growing darker in the world, nonetheless, as Christians, We are looking forward to that perfect day that is going to dawn soon. Jesus is coming back, praise God, and we shall be forever with the Lord. And regardless of whether we are alive when he returns or whether we go by way of the grave to be reunited with him and with our loved ones, nonetheless, it matters not. God knows what is best for each of our lives. What is important, at least it's important in my heart, and I trust in yours, that we should redeem the time, that whatever God has given us to do, we will be faithful and obedient in bringing it forth and accomplishing the task. As Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I've finished my course. Jesus said, when he knew his death was near, he said, Father, I've completed, I've finished that which you have given me to do. And my prayer for all of God's people is that when our time comes, we will have been faithful in the time that we have to do and to accomplish and to fulfill not only what he's asked us to do, but even perhaps more importantly, that we will be who he has called us to be. It doesn't matter what our lives individually are like. Some may be in a pulpit, some may have public, a very noticeable ministry out in the spotlight or the limelight. Others may be quietly hidden away. How many wonderful answers to prayer are we able to be thankful for because of the faithful ministry of countless intercessors who are weeping between the porch and the altar. And so, beloved, this is an exciting time to be alive. And while my prayer for you, my radio family, my UCM partners, is that we will accomplish those personal goals, those things that God has placed deep within your heart in terms of your own life, in terms of the person that God wants you to be. And I believe God has given that vision deep inside to every one of us. We have a vision of what we'd like to be. And so my prayer is that God will enable us to move forward with confidence, with joy, and to be able to realize in greater and greater measure our full potential in Christ. Because when we do that, we will be giving the Lord the ultimate glory. Because are we not his handiwork? Didn't he say, you're the clay and he's the potter and he fashions and forms us? He makes vessels for his house, some to honor, gold, silver. And we want to be careful how we build upon what God has given us, because all the wood, hay, and stubble will be burned up. And so, beloved, as we go into this new year, you know, one of the things we love to do, not with perhaps very much success, and that is to make New Year's resolutions. Now, I will not ask how many of you have been successful in achieving or being steadfast in maintaining those resolutions throughout the year, that those resolutions that you make at the beginning. But I believe what I'm going to be sharing with you as I begin today through the Word of God in Scripture will be very helpful to enable you to have a strength that you have not had before, an understanding, and that you will be able to achieve goals that have eluded your grasp in days past. Beloved, it is not by might, nor by power, not our mental ability, not our physical strength or giftings, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And it's by the Spirit of the Lord we're going to be able to achieve those deepest heart's desires that we have. And so, as we go into the Word, we're going to be looking at some very powerful words that the Apostle Peter gave to the church, not only to those who he knew and loved when he was alive, as his life drew to a conclusion, but for generations of Christians since that time in the beloved Word of God. And so please allow me to read for you 2 Peter verses 1 through 8. Well, actually, I'll start with 2. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. I'll stop for a moment. Those of you who listen to the broadcast in length of time, you know that's one of my favorite scriptures. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. What does that mean? Our spiritual walk and condition and life, meaning our natural physical life. Everything that we need on a spiritual and physical level, God has provided. And he goes on to say in verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, glory to God, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Well, those are the scriptures we're going to be looking at, and specifically, we're going to be finding out what really does temperance mean, and how will that affect our lives in a very practical way? I pray that you'll be able to join me on succeeding broadcasts as we go into the Word of the Lord in 2nd as well as 1st Peter. I love you, and I thank you so much for joining me, and I pray that as we begin this new year, that the richest of God's abundant blessings will be manifested in your life and in the lives of your family and loved ones, and that you will see answered prayer as never before. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I want to remind you that there's power in agreeing prayer. So if there are burdens on your heart or visions or desires that you desire to see the Lord bring forth in your life, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,